Are you following me? You've been walking like 10 feet behind me all the way from the common room. I wouldn't recommend wearing such chunky shoes next time. Thunk, thunk, thunk. So you admit it. You are following me. Shameless. It's past curfew. You should probably go back to bed. So should I. And, what if I don't? Are you gonna tell on me? You don't really strike me as a snitch. But then again, we only have a couple classes together, so I don't really know you that well. Look, I can't tell you where I'm going. Because I just can't. Because it's the rules. I don't really strike you as a rule follower. Okay. Look, just stop asking questions. Because I can't give you answers. That was another question, by the way. Also, lower your voice, please. Shoot, the custodian. Just follow me. Well, I can't risk leaving you here. I don't trust you yet. You might snitch. Follow me. You want answers, don't you? I know. There is a secret staircase hidden underneath the trapdoor, hidden underneath that famously ugly rug. I was freaking out too when I first found out, but you need to let it go so we can move on. You gotta focus. We're on a mission. We're down here because I'm looking for something. Something I must have dropped the last time I was here. It's, I guess I can tell you that it's a piece of paper. But no further questions, understood? So, were you in the common room when you saw me tiptoeing around? What were you doing in there out of bed? You couldn't sleep, huh? What was keeping you up? I see. I assume you've tried counting sheep, meditation, warm milk before bed. Sorry, I wish I had some kind of advice. Okay, this room isn't even that big. There are only so many places it could have fallen. I guess it's also possible one of the others took it. Nothing. How are your classes going? If I'm not mistaken, you have Mr. Holbrook for English literature, is that right? I thought so. That man is a tough grader. You know, everyone says that he's just a nut job, but I actually think there's a method to his madness. You're very articulate, by the way. In class discussions, you're always making good points. And when you speak, I can tell you've really thought about the material. You're not just talking for the sake of talking. I like that about you. What's that? Did you find something? You're kidding. You actually found it? Of course it was in the bookcase. I must have set it down there while I was looking through books. Looks like Hemingway here was keeping it safe for me. Thank you for finding it. Are you sure you don't want to look at it before handing it over? Could be anything. Could be homework, a cheat sheet, a page from my diary, a treasure map. You're really just handing it over? Just like that? How about this? Why don't I just tell you? Well, like Hemingway once said, the best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. So, here you go. It's not a treasure map, but it is a map. Yeah, of the school. I know, it's a lot to look at. To this day, I still get a headache whenever I stare at it for too long. It highlights every secret nook and hidden passageway throughout the building. See this one just outside the library, a little ways from the common room? That's where we are right now. You're very impressed. No, I didn't make this. The map was made a long, long time ago, like in the early 1900s. Look, you can tell by the yellowed corners and the way the edges are frayed. How'd I get the map? If I tell you what I'm about to tell you, do you promise not to snitch? If you were to snitch, I could get in big trouble. So I need your word. Good. Okay. There's a club here on campus. Yeah, like a secret society. We meet up at the different secret locations on the map. You see the writing at the top here in Latin? Nidimur in Vetitum. It translates to, we strive for the forbidden. This map was given to me to keep safe. It's the only copy that exists, as far as we know. My great-great-grandfather was actually the person who made it. Yeah, seriously. He was a student here, and a founding member of the club. Mm-hmm. But, there's more. This is where it gets interesting. Finding and mapping out all the hidden passageways was time-consuming. He didn't do it alone. He had the help of one other student, another founding member. I know this because their names are written on the back. See? Look. Isn't that your last name? Your great-great-grandfather. He and my great-great-grandfather founded this club. Isn't that wild? Did you know that he went here for college? And did you know that he was part of a club? Yeah, I figured. I think that there's a reason you've never heard anything about it. Well, there's sort of some bad blood between the club and your family's name. The story is that back when our great-great-grandfathers were students, your great-great-grandfather ratted the club out. Supposedly, a prank was getting out of hand and he was worried someone was going to get hurt. So he snitched. Got a few of the club members expelled. I think he himself only got a suspension. Fast forward 30 years or so, Some students, a couple of them actually descendants of the original club members, started the club back up. And they found this map hidden in an old library book. Probably hidden by my great-great-grandfather. Isn't that crazy? Of course, the question is, where did all these hidden passageways come from in the first place? The rumor, have you heard the rumor? Basically, the rumor is that the founder of the college loved riddles and games and stuff like that. And since he was obscenely wealthy and could design the place however he wanted, he asked the architects to build in little hideouts throughout the building. So, yeah. There's your history lesson for the day. Why am I telling you all this? Because I'm choosing to trust you. And you deserve to be a part of the club just as much as I do. Look, just between us, I think that your great-great-grandfather's heart was in the right place. He just didn't want anyone to get hurt. The other club members, though, they don't really see it that way. They're just dramatic. They think that he's a traitor. That's why you were never invited into the club. Guilty by association. But I'm gonna talk to them. They just need to get to know you. Okay, granted, I don't know you very well either. But I think I know enough. When you found the map, you just handed it right over. You didn't even peek at it. Even though I could tell you really, really wanted to. That says a lot about you. I think that you should join the club. I mean, if you want to. Is that a yes? Okay, then it is with great honor that I announce you an official member of Nidimer and Vatidam.